Leadership Class founder Miles Reideman will present a slideshow at the Santee Auditorium on Monday, 7 p.m., looking back at how Park City and Salt Lake secured the bid, how they prepared for the Winter Games, and what happened. Reideman said he arrived in Park City as the organizing effort started in the late 1980s, but the real key player at the time was a former mayor.
You know, I've worked for the city now 31 years, but a good part of that time in the early days was working on the Olympics. I certainly didn't bring the Olympics to Utah. I would credit Brad Ulch, who was our mayor, a lot more than I did. But I was there and took a lot of pictures. And so starting in 1989, I started working on the Olympic bid. Brad worked on it starting in 1985.
The presentation will be nostalgic, certainly, but it also tells the story of how the Park City community became an Olympic host and more.
You know, sometimes people don't realize where we've come from, what this town looked like in 1985, 1989, when we started to bid for the Olympics, why we bid for the Olympics, how few people believed that we were capable of hosting something like the Olympics in Utah and Park City. It was so far-fetched. I mean, everyone laughed. No one believed that we could do this. And so just the whole story of how we sort of put it together, some of the funny backstories of things that we thought we could do that we couldn't do, or just how it snowballed. And now, of course, we see ourselves as a world-class city and all that. But a lot of that was an outgrowth of all those years of working on the Olympics.
He said that along with his presentation, there will also be a panel discussion.
One of those is Brad Ulch, who was our mayor, and then Colin Hilton, who still runs the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation. Bill Malone, who came on during that process, but spent a lot of time working on the Olympics. He's our president and CEO of the chamber, and Mayor Andy Bierman. And I want those guys, at least Colin and Andy, to talk about our Olympic future as much as our Olympic past, because I'm going to talk about something that happened 16 years ago. We have a whole future that I think will be pretty interesting. And
leadership founder Miles Reideman, who said that Park City and Utah have a shot again for the Winter Games in 2030 or maybe even 2026. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruth.